And welcome into the Wednesday edition of Robbie and Rex Road here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Hope everybody's doing well. Joe Rex Road, good morning. How are you?
Good. Good to be back in here. Hopefully I'm not contagious to any of you in here. I think we'll be okay.
I think we're going to power through today. Michelle, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. Doing great. I have my pumpkin spice coffee again, and I'm staring at you, Rex Road.
I'm with Nikki and all those who are decrying pumpkin coffee in August.
Actually, although this morning, a little bit of a fall feel to it.
Thank you, Robbie.
That's true.
Robbie's on my side.
Yeah.
Sure.
I guess, you know, but again, I'm a hypocrite because I have been buying Oktoberfest left and right, and it's and like I started doing that in July, so whatever. I don't know. I guess I just don't really like pumpkin beer that or pumpkin coffee that much. Or beer. Actually, pumpkin pie? You guys like pumpkin pie?
It's okay.
No.
See, I have you ever had pumpkin squares? So my sister-in-law makes those with cream cheese. So it's like pumpkin pie, but then it has cream cheese.
Okay.
Yeah, that's by fire.
Yeah. I think with whipped cream on it, it's okay. But for the most part, pumpkin stuff is kind of
Yeah. Right? I don't hate it. Don't love it. Just kind of there.
Yeah.
That's how I would describe
it. Better than banana pudding, but, you know, it's not hard to be that.
Here we go. I will say, we've been doing this show for 2 years at this point. I've never had a more frustrating drive into the show than I did today.
Really?
Construction, traffic everywhere. I don't know what's going on.
So,
Riley Parkway, over here on 24, everywhere. Everywhere I turned. Construction.
Bunch of new
cones.
Construction?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Huh, man.
That was fun.
And that's at, 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
Imagine what that's like for people coming up here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Get ready, folks. It's going to suck today, apparently.
That was
Robbie.
I was in a bad mood, and then you played some audio that we can't play here on the program of the Lou Holtz impersonation on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. Just incredible.
That is anyone out there, go find that. Oh, man.
I swear I watched it about 15 times yesterday. It was amazing.
Yeah, thank you for sending that.
Speaking of the Pat McAfee show, we'll have Paul Kaharsky on at 8 o'clock today. He was on the McAfee show earlier this week, so looking forward to discussing that and the other Titans news with Paul coming up at 8 o'clock.
Well, by the way, I've already gotten the warning from Jared Stillman that that we better get all over Kaharsky. Did you see, so you heard I only heard the one clip that Jared played on his show.
I haven't heard
anything. Where McAfee basically says, you guys, because that's what McAfee does.
Oh, yeah.
You guys had Brett Kern you guys this and that, you know, like it's Kaharsky's team. And Kaharsky did not correct him or anything. He just answered his question.
Yeah.
Basically, in Jared's mind, confirming that, you know, he considers the Titans his team.
Oh, okay.
So we may have to give Kaharsky some crap for that.
I'm looking forward to that coming up at 8 o'clock. We've got a lot to get to on the program here today. Ben McKee from GoVols 24/7. Joining the show at 7 o'clock, we'll look at Tennessee versus Ball State taking place tomorrow. Vanderbilt head coach Clark Lee calling us at 7:30 for his first weekly visit of the season. Jess Rebeck at 9 o'clock from The Athletic, who covers the Baltimore Ravens as well. So a lot to get to today here on the program. Joe, we begin today with the 53-man roster for the Tennessee Titans. It is set, and the regular season, I guess, now officially underway as game prep begins for the Titans against the New York Giants. A few different surprises yesterday on the 53-man roster. I guess let's begin at running back, where they have kept 5 at this point. Julius Chestnut has made the 53-man roster. Obviously, Derrick Henry is there, Hassan Haskins, Torrey Carter as well. And Julius Chestnut is on the active roster at running back. I got to say, that one kind of blew me away yesterday for the Titans. No disrespect to Julius Chestnut. Thought he played well in the preseason, but numbers game, I didn't think he had much of a chance to make the team.
Well, this is like the SAT. Early in camp, I said, Julius Chestnut.
You did?
I don't know, guys. Might be better than Haskins right now. I was surprised. See, what happens is, it's great for him. That's got to be really exciting. It's a great story. You know, also, Trey? Gosh, they have two cornerback Treys, and I get them mixed up.
I'm pulling up the list. Hold up.
I think it's Trey Avery. Trey Avery.
It is.
Also, as a surprise, you know, member of this initial 53. The problem is.
By the way, I don't think I mentioned Dontrell Hilliard. He made the team, too. There you go.
Yes. Yes, he made the team.
Not a surprise.
Derrick Henry also made the team. But you know what's going to happen? So if you look at the Titans roster right now, they kept five receivers. They kept three tight ends. So Tommy Hudson waived injury release. So there's another guy who terrible timing for him, you know, to have an injury and be dispatched. They're going to, I believe, add at least one of those spots. And then, so one of these names that were today were like, oh my gosh, Julius Chestnut.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it was going to immediately be cut. I mean, it's probably Chestnut. It could be like an Avery. I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't honestly know the pecking order of Avery and well, Chris Jackson did get cut. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Avery and Ugo Amadi down there, that, you know, one of those guys could get cut too, one of the safeties. They were heavy at defensive back, but they're light at receiver. And especially Terry McCormick reports yesterday that he, citing a source, that Racy McMath's about to go on IR.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, you're talking about four receivers.
Can't have that.
I mean, you're talking, and two of them are rookies.
Yeah.
So this roster is about to look different. Rest assured, they are going to, whether it's get out there and, I assume they're going to get out there and get someone new. They also, some of these guys they cut, you know, I mean, I think they're going to bring some of these guys to the practice squad. You can always move people around. You could move a Hollister back in. You could move a Kinsey back in if you get them to your practice squad. But I think they're going to go get new names.
Yeah, that very well could happen. Like you said, three tight ends on their roster with Hudson being waived on the injury list yesterday. So you got three tight ends and five receivers at the moment. And like you said, Terry McCormick reporting yesterday that Racy McMath may be about to go on injured reserve. So you're going to need some help with your pass catchers. I would assume that's going to happen at some point pretty soon. Look at the offensive line. They had nine that they kept on the initial 53-man roster. Obviously, we knew when they traded for Dennis Daly, he was going to be a part of the team. Dylan Raiden's making the team, so 75% did not quite work out there for Jared Stillman.
He claims 85. Did he say 75 or 85?
I mean, he originally said 75. He may have moved it up to 85.
I think he moved it up to 85.
Okay.
It's just, yeah. So, haha, Jared. But I'm sure now his explanation is, it's because he's a second-round pick.
I guess so.
And Jamarco Jones. He's the worst lineman in the history of football.
Yes. And Jamarco Jones makes the team as well. So I was nine wrong offensive on that linemen that the Titans keep.
Yep, I was wrong on Jamarco Jones. It was Jordan Roos goes, Jamarco Jones stays. And, yeah, it's one of those things where Jamarco Jones does have experience in the league. He's played. Jordan Roos getting way better reps and everything in camp, but that's also Jamarco Jones being hurt. Maybe Jamarco Jones can still be some kind of factor or at least provide some kind of quality depth. Obviously, he's been banged up.
And then one that I thought was pretty interesting that I think a lot of people are not going to talk about, they kept seven defensive linemen. You know, Jeffrey Simmons, Denico Autry, obviously, T.R. Tartt, DeMarcus Walker, Naquan Jones. I don't think any of those guys are surprises. Kept Deshaun Hand and Kevin Strong as well. So seven guys on the defensive line. That's pretty deep on the D-line that they've decided to go.
Yeah, and again, like a Kevin Strong, a Deshaun Hand, one of those two guys, if and when they go get someone for receiver and or tight end, I mean, it's probably, like my guesses for the first cuts would probably be Kevin Strong and Julius Chestnut.
Yeah.
Just a guess, but like they're so heavy at those positions right now.
Yeah. I mean, it would just make sense if that's the way that they would go. And then, of course, Joe, what we've not talked about yet, the quarterbacks, Ryan Tannehill and Malik Willis on the active roster. Neither one of those are a surprise, but it is interesting. Logan Woodside, they've either decided to make Malik Willis the backup quarterback or they've done what we thought they might do, and that is see if they could sneak Logan Woodside through, get him to the practice squad, and then have him there, have him available. And should they be put in a situation where they need to play a backup quarterback for an extended period of time, maybe a decision is made at that point. But Logan Woodside, not a part of the original 53-man roster yesterday.
Yeah, so I think that's the plan. I think it'll probably work out for them. But it's possible they could go try to get someone. Now, the Gabbert cut never happened, so there's no Blaine Gabbert out there. The Bucs kept three. Another guy out there, Nate Sudfeld. Actually, this is some breaking news early in the morning. According to Rappaport, the Lions go get Nate Sudfeld. So
Dan Campbell's on the move.
Big part of that roar being restored. I wonder if that I wonder if that means David Blau's in trouble. Have you guys been watching Hard Knocks, by the way?
I have not. I've seen clips that have come out.
Two episodes, I think.
We watched two, too. And David Blau's one of the kind of stars of the show. His girlfriend is an Olympian runner for Columbia, and they're a very likable couple. But I know he's not very good at football, so I wonder if this means that Sudfeld might replace him. I hope not. Hard Knock fans, I'm sure you agree.
Sure.
But that's another guy off the board that the Titans maybe could have looked at. You know, basically the same offense. And he's off the board. So I think it's probably going to be that scenario with Woodside in the practice squad.
I think so, too. I guess the question that I would be curious to know after that is, if you get into a situation where you need a quarterback for a game or two, do they view Woodside as that guy still, or do they view Malik Willis as that guy, as the number two, like the true number two quarterback heading into the year? That's an interesting question to me.
To me, it's got to be – it can't be clearly Woodside, I don't think.
Right.
Because you're risking losing him here. You probably feel fine about not losing him. And that's part of why he's not there, you know. Part of why he's not on the roster, why he got cut. But – I got to think it's at least close. And probably in their minds, what about like a month from now, you know? Although it's I think, you know, the developmental speed slows way down once you get into a season and everything is poured into the starter and the game plan and that, all that stuff. But maybe in a month they would just clearly feel better about Willis just being straight up QB2. Right now, if they went to QB2, they would be screwed. But tell me, you count up the NFL teams that wouldn't be. The Niners, they're feeling okay.
Feeling okay?
There's a few other teams that are okay, feel okay if their backup had to go in, and there's about probably 20-something, including the Titans, who would be screwed.
Yep, no question about it. 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We're off and running this morning on Robbie and Rex Road, reacting to the initial 53-man roster put out by the Tennessee Titans. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'll continue that discussion coming up next. Let me tell you about my friends at FanDuel. They want you to be ready for game day when college football kicks off this week. Right now, new customers can get $150 in free bets guaranteed for week one. Just place a $5 bet and you can get $150 in free bets, win or lose. Tennessee taking on Ball State. They are a huge favorite in this game. I still like Tennessee to cover, but you better get on that quick before the line continues to move. You take it any way you want to take it. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. The app is so easy to use. They're always hooking you up with great odds, and when you win, you'll get paid quickly as well. So see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today. Sign up with promo code Rob. Place a $5 bet to get $150 in free bets guaranteed to kick off the college football season. Once again, that promo code is Rob. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the Law Offices of Amanda Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Taking your thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. So, Joe, we've gone through some of the position groups of the Titans' 53-man roster yesterday. Some interesting names that did not make the team. Logan Woodside, Des Fitzpatrick, Brett Kern, obviously we've talked about, Mason Kinsey, Joe Jones. You can go up and down the list. Jordan Ruse you brought up, Cody Hollister. Was there anybody in particular that stood out to you that you were surprised that was not on the roster? I mean, throw Theo Jackson on that list as two, who did not make the team at safety. Anybody in particular that you were especially surprised about not making the roster yesterday for the Tennessee Titans?
Well, I got 47 of 53, so I guess there'd be six candidates for that.
Pretty good.
It's not bad. It's okay. I'd like to know. I mean, isn't there somebody out there, like some media watchdog, soft Nashville media watchdog, who like sees, you know, counts up everybody's 53s?
Well, if so, hit up our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and tell us where Rex Road ranks.
Yeah, who did the best? So the surprises, I mean, I don't know that anyone is a shocking cut. But so who are the six guys that I had on the roster that aren't? So you've got Jordan Roos. I mentioned that. I mean, that's not shocking.
No.
Dez. Chris Jackson. I'm not shocked. I mean, I figured it was really close. Dez. And with Dez, it was kind of like, if they keep a six, I guess it's Dez. So that's not a shock either. Who else you got? Well, you've got at safety, I did not have them keeping Kalu.
Right.
Who were the other three guys that I had making the team?
See, you had Theo Jackson making the team.
Yeah, and that's another one of those that, you know, that's close. But I'm not shocked. I mean, I think he's fine as a practice guy. You know, I thought he played well in the preseason games. And obviously in the spring, it was like, wow, check this guy out. So I guess that might be the most surprising. Like I said, Ruse, I mean, all those other guys are there on the D-line. They just kept more than I thought. Well, so another one, I figured it was close, and it's like, okay, are you going to keep a fifth outside linebacker? They didn't. David Anani, I think.
David A.
We talked a lot about him. Not surprising. If they can get him onto the practice squad, then it's good for them. I think that's a nice – he's a developmental player who I think someday could be a guy, you know. And then the other guy I had making it who didn't make it was Joe Jones.
Yeah.
And again, not a shock. So, no, there's no huge surprises here. Everybody that I had making it that didn't, those six guys are all fringe. You know, fringe guys. The six who made instead, of course, Julius Chestnut, Jamarco Jones, Deshaun Hand, Kevin Strong, Trey Avery, Josh Kalu. I should have gone. First instinct, Josh Kalu, my pre-camp 53, had him on there. Special teams, man. Think special teams.
Yeah.
And then, like, again, Chestnut. That's a cool story. It's just hard for me to believe that they're going to continue on and carry forward into the season with five running backs.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really make a lot of sense, to be honest with you.
Look, he's done all the special team stuff. So unless he is that's where you get these imbalances sometimes. Core special teams player, like, no, this guy is huge on our special teams units. Well, okay, then there you go. His position doesn't matter that much. That's what he is.
I got six names I want to read to you. You ready for this?
Okay.
Isaiah Wilson, Christian Fulton, Darrington Evans, Larrell Murchison, Cole McDonald, Chris Jackson.
That sounds like the 2020 draft class.
That is the 2020 draft class for the Tennessee Titans. And after the cuts yesterday, they got one guy on the team. Now, albeit a very good player, we think, and Christian Fulton on the team, they got one guy from a draft that took place 2 years ago. 2 years ago.
Yes.
Christian Fulton entering his third season in the NFL. And you look at the 2020 draft, five of their six picks are no longer on the roster. That is probably going to go down as the worst draft class of all time for the Titans. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's a big statement, but I think you may be right. Like if you get out of one draft class like a long term, let's say Fulton, you know, gets a second deal and he's a really good player for several years, maybe there's some other draft class and, you know, I'd have to go through them all. But obviously, you know, that's going to be the worst first round pick in Titans history. Franchise history, right? Worst first round pick, I think so.
Yes.
I mean, I can go through here and find, you know, some Kenny Britt was okay. Ben Troop. Most of them are at least reasonable players. Kenny Holmes, Henry Ford. I mean, yeah, you can go through. Like, and now I'm into Oilers, territory. But yeah. As a first round pick who gives you three snaps. So that was already, and then that's the thing, your third round pick too. Total zero
just
there.
Just nothing.
I mean, you know, Murchison and Jackson.
Look, I say worst draft class ever. There's one that I can think of that gives it somewhat of a run for its money, and I think it was 2013, and it
Chance.
Was. Chance Warmack, Justin Hunter, Bleedy Ray Wilson, Xavier Gooden, Brian Schwenke, LeVar Edwards, Khalid Wooten, and Damian Stafford. Now, some of those guys actually played, so I guess in that way they're a little bit of an upgrade of some of these other guys, but that was a pretty bad one.
Yeah, that's bad. That's a bad, bad class. I mean, Warmack, you know, I remember. It's amazing some of these Alabama. I mean,
he's better than Isaiah Wilson, but man.
Yeah, but talk about like massive disappointment, massive bust. You know, meanwhile, Alex Leatherwood.
Yeah.
See ya with the Raiders. Some of these Alabama guys, shockingly, aren't like great players in the NFL. But that draft class, you think about for the Titans, you know, 2019, incredibly good draft class. And then 2020, just bad. Now, what you hope if you're like the Titans, if you're John Robinson, you'll be able to look back and say, you know what? It was a COVID year. Didn't adjust well enough to the circumstances, but it's an outlier. It's a COVID year outlier. So let's look at the 2021 draft. See, Caleb Farley's making that, looking like he's going to give it a chance to look better. You got Raiders in the second, though. Mm. We'll see with Monty Rice. Molden looks good. Eh, Dez, not so great. But Weaver, I think, is going to, I think by the end of this year, I think Weaver's going to, boy, that's a nice, you know, sixth pick for you in a draft in the fourth round, but sixth pick. McMath, too, I still think. So, and then Brady Breeze, but that class is going to look a lot better than 20. Let's talk about this class real fast. So early, who knows, right? Certainly with Willis, who knows? Burks, yeah, we'll see, but I mean, I'm far from you know, giving up on him. McCreary, looks good. Petit Frere, starter.
Yeah.
Hassan Haskins, you know, I think looks like a decent pick. Chigakonko, looks pretty good right now. Again, that's your sixth pick in the fourth round. Kyle Phillips, and looks all right. Then you have Theo Jackson, who I think will be on the practice squad, and Chance Campbell, actually, active roster. I mean,
this draft class looks like it may be pretty good.
This draft class has a chance to be pretty freaking good. Now, again, we'll see. You know, even if Willis doesn't pan out, it has a chance. I mean, but Burks has to be a number one receiver in the NFL. Right. If he isn't, then that's still going to hold it back. But overall, the up and down the class, to get Phillips where they did, to get Chig where they did, those guys are going to be parts of this offense this year.
Well, look, the 2020 class was – it was going to be difficult to salvage it when your first-round pick goes out the door and then your third-round pick was a non-factor the whole time in Darrington Evans. But it is kind of amazing after cuts rolled through yesterday that now with Murchison cut and Jackson cut, the whole thing except for Christian Fulton is gone. Like, you're 2 years later and you got one guy from your draft class.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And it's one of those things where, you know, at some point this quote-unquote era, which probably ends with like Derrick Henry, you know, however long, Henry, Tannehill, you know, will be over and there'll be time for some kind of a rebuild. And if the Titans don't get to where they want to go, you know, you're going to look at that class and say, man, what if just a couple of those picks would have panned out? And it may not have made the difference, but it'll be easy to do that.
I got a texter on the text line. William on the text line says, Andre Wolfolk was a pretty bad first-round pick. They did do that back in 2003. Wolfolk's first-round pick. Calico in the second round, which I thought for a little bit
Calico
might be pretty good.
Had a run, little run.
Yeah, Chris Brown, good running back in the third round, so – there was some Donnie Nicky played some important snaps, but yeah, not much. There have been a few drafts throughout the history of the Titans that you're just like, oh boy, not great. And that's going to happen with every team, but
yeah,
it's rare for it to
it does.
It's rare for a draft 2 years removed from it to look as bad as this one
to
does.
Be down to Titans, one to be down, down to one guy.
Player.
Yeah, you don't see that a ton.
Not at all. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. We'll continue the conversation on the Titans coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. I got a family four-pack of tickets and two unlimited ride wristbands to give away to the Nashville Fair coming up September 9th through Sunday, September 18th at the Nashville Fairgrounds. Caller number three will win these tickets and the unlimited ride wristbands as well. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Caller number three on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Check out agriculture, some rides, arts, livestock competitions, and, of course, fair food as well, including hot chicken on a stick and deep-fried Goo Goo clusters, Joe Rex wrote. That sounds fun.
That's exciting. It reminds me of my mom came last week because we took you know, our oldest to college, and she was telling me about how she was a 4-H star as a kid, and she got to go stay at Michigan State in the dorms because she was a award-winning sewer at the 4-H fest, you know, thing.
Wow.
In the 60s, yeah.
It's a big time.
There's a little story for
That's
you.
That's a big time.
Story time.
I like that.
Yeah, good stuff.
Talking Titans, 615-737-1025. Liam on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says, as far as the last few roster spots, would you guys rather keep guys at positions of need or guys that have a higher long-term ceiling? It's coming from Liam on the text line.
Okay, are we thinking specific people when we're asking this question?
I don't know.
I mean, the long-term ceiling thing. So, for example, David Enemy. And if he does ever make the active roster again, I swear we will confirm with him. I mean, I've talked to him too, and I'm still uncertain. But there's a guy who I think has potential to become keep growing into a player who could help you on Sundays.
Anini, I believe, is the pronunciation.
Anini.
David Anini.
Okay, Anini. I mean, most people in the Titans soft press corps call him David Anaya. So, okay, Anini.
It's definitely not that.
It's definitely not Anaya. Yeah. So there's a guy. There's an example of a guy who I think the Titans would love to have him on their practice squad, and they'll probably be okay. But then, you know, when people do a lot of stuff in preseason games, that's where you get a little bit – there's just more stuff for people to watch – around the league, and yeah, we'll see. They'll probably be okay. So some of those ceiling people you're talking about, Liam, you hope you get on the practice squad. Those young guys who you think they could maybe develop into something better down the road. But I mean, you got to address your positions of need. I mean, the Titans' position of need right now, if McMath, as Terry McCormick reports, is about to go on IR with a hip, then or PUP with a hip. Then you're sitting there at four receivers, two rookies, so
it's not great.
That you've got to address that, and I'm thinking the Titans probably have someone specific in mind to address that.
I'm thinking so as well. Speaking of receivers, like Mason Kinsey doesn't make the team. I don't think that's a surprise at all, just based on Kyle Phillips and the role that he plays. I am interested for guys like Mason Kinsey, even a guy like Chris Jackson who got cut yesterday. Do they make it? Like, if the Titans want both those guys on the practice squad, do they make it? Does a guy like Mason Kinsey make it to the practice squad? Does Chris Jackson, who has played, you know, some significant snaps at the NFL level, does he make it to the practice squad? I think there's a chance he may get picked up somewhere along the line.
That's possible. That's possible. I mean, my hot take earlier this week was Kinsey gets picked up. The Titans cut him. He doesn't fit. I think he actually had a real chance had they not drafted Kyle Phillips. Kyle Phillips just does what he does, but better. But he's gotten better. He's got a little bit of juice to his game. So maybe someone likes him. There's a lot of names out there floating around, as there always are this time of year. But and one of them that we haven't talked about yet is Dennis Kelly.
Yeah,
at offensive tackle, Dennis Kelly is out there. Colts cut him. I'm going to guess he's not going to be back here, but I actually am a little bit stunned. The text line hasn't been popping with Dennis Kelly talk already.
Well, I will say, this came, and I love Terry McCormick, but this came from Terry McCormick last night. Quote, hearing that a Dennis Kelly Titans reunion is not a guarantee, but maybe not out of the question either.
Breaking, the Titans might sign Dennis Kelly, and the Titans might not sign Dennis Kelly.
I saw that tweet and I just started laughing. I was like, I love you, Terry. Great stuff.
Robo Terry. Transmitting from Jupiter, from one of the Saturn rings.
You know, Terry was all over it yesterday and he's putting it out there that, you know, maybe a Dennis Kelly Titan reunion, not out of the question. And also not a guarantee.
Well, if it's not out of the question, I'm interested. I'm very interested. Actually, I'm looking right here. Mark Football and Other F Words at F Words Pod talking Marcus Johnson as a possibility on the receiver front. And honestly, you tell me, where the heck has Marcus Johnson been?
Was he in New Orleans, or am I totally making that up? Let me see.
Yeah, that actually kind of – or was he with the Niners?
I think he was with the 49ers.
He's with the Niners. That's exactly who he was with. Yep.
Okay.
I don't know. Look.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it. I mean, I guess you just – you got to bank on at some point he's probably going to get hurt.
Yes. So what I'm interested to know, and I don't know this off the top of my head, is what was his participation level in camp? Now, remember, he participated pretty much all of Titans camp last year. It was really good. And then, you know, just was hurt a lot of the year. Did he go through all of camp? Because that's the thing. If that guy goes through an entire camp healthy, then whatever camp he's in, I bet you he looks like an NFL receiver. Maybe he's diminished now. I don't know.
I know why I guess New Orleans came to mind for me. It's because they lit him up last year. 5 catches for 100 yards. Like, yeah. When he's on the field, he can be a good player.
And obviously, you plug him right in. I mean, he knows what he's doing. So,
and maybe something you take a look at.
And again, he's coming from the Niners, so he's basically stayed in the same general offense.
Right.
That's not a bad thought. It's not a bad thought. Yeah, I mean, you figure there's a chance he gets hurt, but you're also less reliant on him. I mean, you bring him in, you figure you get McMath back, Burks becomes more of a factor, and he's a depth guy. Whereas last year there were weeks, like the New Orleans week, it was like, can anyone go out and please catch some passes from Ryan Tannehill today? Yeah. And he did that day. It should be different this year.
By the way, some quick news on the NFL front. We had Jay Morrison on yesterday, and he talked about tight end for the Bengals and, you know, O.J. Howard being out there.
Uh-oh.
Looks like O.J. Howard's about to be a Bengal. This is coming from Ian Rappaport. The Bengals are hosting O.J. Howard on visit today, and assuming all goes well with the physical, he's expected to sign. The former first-rounder, a surprising cut yesterday, and this should come together today. So it looks like Cincinnati about to add O.J. Howard to the mix at tight end.
I think it's worth a shot. You know, when someone has an Achilles, sometimes, like, they never are the same. That happens. An Achilles injury is much more, to me, potentially just career-changing than a knee injury anymore. But, I think that's worth a flyer for the Bengals.
I got a texter on the text line that says, do you think Mykole Pruitt is coming back? Titans are at 3 tight ends at the moment with Tommy Hudson injured / waived. You think Mykole Pruitt is coming back?
Nobody's asking about Anthony Firkser because the Falcons cut him too.
What? I mean, Arthur Smith down there, he's totally ruined it. I thought it was going to be the Atlanta Titans, and he cut like 4 of them yesterday.
All of a sudden he's like, oh, wait, these guys aren't that good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess Rashawn Evans made team, so congrats to him.
That is good.
Mark is still on
good
team.
Good for him. It's still Titan Southeast, but it's just not nearly as much as it was. Mykole Pruitt, possibly. I could see that. I would not think Firkser, although Firkser has been a good player for the Titans. A surprising contributor, and then last year an over-discussed guy. Pruitt, it's possible. I don't know the entire, scene out there at tight end, but again, with Pruitt, just like Marcus Johnson, just like Dennis Kelly, anytime you can get someone right now who you know it's just like, come on in, you know what we're doing, let's go, that's a nice thing to have. There is extra time, obviously. Yeah. They don't play until a week from Sunday, but still, that's a benefit.
Josh on the text line says, should you trade for Denzel Mims? Mims is out there. He's apparently the Jets are looking to move him. He didn't make the team yesterday, but he's a guy that has 31 career catches, 490 yards. I'm going to guess the Titans probably don't trade for Denzel Mims, but he's out there. He's apparently available. A lot of Cowboys fans wanting the Cowboys to go after him.
Yeah, I'm seeing that. I'm seeing, should the Cowboys pursue a Denzel Mims trade?
Always the Cowboys.
Yeah. I don't know. He's okay. Like of the options of not giving up an asset and like getting signing like a Marcus Johnson. I think I'd probably go that route.
Yeah. Corey on the text line. Were there any notable wide receivers cut from any of the other NFL teams yesterday that could possibly be a target for the Titans? I mean. And the thing to keep in mind in here is, like, if the Titans are targeting someone, it's probably going to be, like, a number 5 receiver. Like, if it's Marcus Johnson, is Marcus Johnson going to come in and start for the Titans? No. But right now, he could probably come in and give you some snaps
yeah.
if you need him to.
Exactly. I mean, it's these are depth moves. No one's cutting anyone who's starter quality right now, right?
No.
Unless they're really dumb. So I know that one guy, TD, has been talking about, and I think he's pretty good, is Tyler Johnson,
yeah.
who was cut by the Bucks. I thought he looked good here. He had some good moments here in the joint practices. Only 24, last 2 years with the Bucks. He's got 48 catches, 529 yards. Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like a guy like that, how many opportunities do you expect to get? Basically, he's had opportunities when their much better receivers have been hurt. But, 6'1", 206, that doesn't seem like a terrible idea.
By the way, speaking of the Bucks, Logan Ryan not making the team yesterday.
Yeah.
I was surprised by that.
But yeah, he's getting
older.
There. Yeah,
he's in a different position now. He's getting up there.
Yeah. I mean, Logan Ryan he moves to safety. He is, what is he, 30? He's only 31, which is surprising to me.
Is that right?
Yeah. Doesn't he seem like he'd be much older than that?
Yeah.
But still, sometimes 31 can be old in the NFL. I thought he looked...
He did not have fun covering Kyle Phillips.
No. He had some... and then, of course, he got trucked by Hassan Haskins.
Yeah.
Although some people thought he crushed Hassan Haskins, but he pretty much got trucked. So, I mean, that's one of those... that's probably... I would think somebody would be like, why not pick up Logan Ryan? You could look at it, but... I don't know. Like, that's the thing, too, with Logan Ryan. Like, does he want to be someone's fourth safety?
I don't know.
You know, that's part of the question, too. Yeah, someone on the text line. Yeah, Tyler Johnson, of course, we just mentioned him. Yes, Leatherwood, guys. I mean, look, I understand. I'm sure someone will take a flyer on Leatherwood, but by all accounts, it's been bad.
Yeah. There are guys that sometimes they can't play
right
at the NFL level.
I mean, it's just like someone out there, whoa, the Titan. First-round pick, Isaiah Wilson.
Yeah.
He's a first-round pick.
Yeah.
Georgia. Leatherwood, Alabama.
Sometimes it just didn't work.
Sometimes there's a reason.
615-737-1025. We'll continue the discussion on the Titans coming up next. Got a lot more of your thoughts to get to on our text line as well, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Row, 1025-1063, The Game. We'll have Ben McKee from GoVols 24/7 coming up to begin the 7 o'clock hour. Take a look at the Vols as they are one day away from kicking off their season against Ball State coming up tomorrow night at Neyland Stadium. Looks like some cool renovations have been done in Neyland Stadium as well. So, a nice video board up there.
Looking yeah, it's like the highest HSD you can get,
yeah.
I guess, right?
It's like 4K up there, man. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
It's like super cool.
220, 221.
It's real cool. Yeah. Real cool stuff in Neyland Stadium. So looking forward to that being on full display tomorrow as well. Right now, talking Titans, taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025. Chip from Mount Juliet on the text line says, wide receiver Juwan Winfrey was cut from the Packers. He's flashed, may have upside as a backup. He's got some ability. I did see, this is my favorite thing about the internet. There's a headline I saw yesterday. It says, Packers cut one of Aaron Rodgers' favorite targets. It's talking about Juwan Winfrey. He's got 8 career catches for 58 yards. I was like, yeah. Okay.
An all-time favorite.
Move aside, Jordy Nelson. Juwan Winfrey.
Another Hall of Famer.
Yeah, just there. Put him in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. Look, he's got some ability. But that's the thing. Like, a lot of these guys are kind of the same. You know, they can flash, but the consistency wasn't quite there, and if it was, probably not getting cut from the team they were on, especially a team like the Packers who don't have wide receivers. Probably not getting cut at that point.
So. Yeah. So, probably not great. Brent's asking about notable Vols cuts. I mean, obviously Theo Jackson here.
Yeah.
I haven't I think like Jennings is good still, right? He's
yeah.
I mean, he's a good player. By the way, just as I look at your text there, Brent, I have to say your last one was from July, but it says, how do we think Pruitt would have done in the NIL world of today? Jeremy Pruitt was slinging bags all over the freaking country, man. He recruited great, just like Philip Fulmer said. What'd you think of the tenure? I mean, the recruiting was good. I don't think
that was really an underrated line by Fulmer. Recruiting was great, man.
Pretty amazing moment in the amazing world of Tennessee press conferences. So anyway, Brent, I'm seeing your old text, and by the way, it would not have, like, don't put together an offense that you know, makes people want to turn to Lifetime Channel, okay?
Vince Lombardi just drawing up plays out there.
Shane
from Ashland City on the text line. I'm waiting to be down in the playoffs, 30 seconds on the board, and Brett Kern pins us on the 1 yard line. I'm interested to see either whether it's today, tomorrow, whenever, does Brett Kern make a move and sign somewhere?
There's some movement out there on the don't be so sure Brett Kern's going to sign with anyone front.
I've heard this.
Yeah. Which I could see that. But if the Bills came, like if you're Brett Kern, and I mean, I think that he and his family are going to stay here. So even though he's from Buffalo, it's not like, all right, let's go back to Buffalo.
You know, which, like, I'm sure the more I've thought about that, I'm sure it's just a punter's dream in like November.
Yeah, yeah.
When it's 45 mile an hour winds out there and it's 21 degrees. I'm sure, it's great.
Sometimes the wind's at your back, though.
It could be.
Yeah. No, but if you're Kern, and the Bills come to you and they're like, hey, let's win a freaking ring, man. Is that not appealing? And plus a little bit of, get to play the Titans?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, but it's not going to be cold in September in Buffalo when you have to play the Titans.
That's right. I don't know. I mean, to me, it would have to be the right, because obviously he could just retire. He's done well. Or, you know, you have the climate control, the weather control of Indianapolis.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be really interesting.
I think if he wants a job, he'll get one. The question is, does he want one? Like, I think if you're Indy or if you're Buffalo and you need a punter, you'd be crazy not to contact him.
Crazy.
So I think if he wants one, he'll get one. Now, the other question is this, like, how much money is a Buffalo or an Indianapolis going to be willing to give Brett Kern? And like, is there a number that Brett Kern's like, well, you got to get here or I'm not going?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure, yeah. I mean, what did he – so he cut – he took a cut to what the Titans were going to pay him this year.
Was he making $900K this year?
I think it was more than that, was it? I think he got into the low ones with the pay cut. You know, but certainly, like, to me, like, if I'm him, it's like, yeah, he was going to make 3-2.
Yeah.
And which would have, by the way, would have made him he would have been the highest paid. So basically, 2-2.
Okay.
If you're him, I'm like high ones or two. It better be there. Or, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know? But again, I just feel like because there's a team that I think is the best team in the NFL that has that specific need, you happen to be from there, it seems all too perfect.
It does. We'll see what happens on the Brett Kern front over the next couple of days, or maybe what doesn't happen. Austin from Clarksville on the text line says, can you please tell Jared to stop with the floors on fire talk about backup quarterback? He later explained basically his overreacting of how Malik will be ruined now because he's a backup and Malik can't run an NFL offense.
So I did hear some of Fenton and Company yesterday. And I actually agree with I agree with the there is a danger in having the rookie who's supposed to be redshirting thrown in too early. I mean, I think ideally in an ideal world you don't have that situation. Again, if they have that situation, if he's on the field in anything other than an occasional trick play or something, well, the Titans season is pretty much toast. I mean, unless it's a really short period of time.
Right.
But if it's like that one game situation and he is it possible that Malik Willis come out and have just an awful game? Yes. Is that going to ruin his confidence? I mean, I agree that there's a little bit of concern there. You also hope that in the NFL that everybody understands what the situation is and that it wouldn't ruin him. But this is like a baseball thing. I mean, Sparky Anderson, one of my all-time favorite sports figures, but he routinely brought guys up too early, talked them up huge. They weren't ready to play in the majors, and I think there were some careers that went the wrong way because of that. There is that consideration. Like Malik Willis, ideally, is QB3 this year, and maybe he still will be. It would not go well if Malik Willis was coming out in a week trying to win a game for you at quarterback in the NFL right now. I'm confident in saying that. I think someday it could go well, but right now it would not go well.
I don't think it would go well either. Now, I'm not really all that worried about it ruining him moving forward either. Like, I think some of it's also personality of the guy, and he kind of seems like a guy to me that doesn't let a whole lot get to him.
Yeah. No, I agree. He's got a great demeanor and approach. So, but I think even from his perspective, although I'm sure there'd be excitement about the possibility of, getting a game this year, I think if you gave him a choice, he'd probably be like, yeah, I need this year to get ready to really take a run at starting the NFL down the road.
I got a texture that says Tannehill can have just as bad of a game as Malik can have. Uh-huh. There you go.
Yep. Okay. So I'll ask this unnamed texter. Now I got to go look through some of your text history. So let's ask this question, although I know we're about to get into the balls with Ben McKee. If Tannehill right now is 100%, I'm not saying he's great, but I'm just saying, we know what Tannehill is as an NFL starting quarterback. 100%. What is Malik Willis of that right now?
35? 40?
I wouldn't go to 40.
35?
Yeah, that's probably somewhere in the 30s. I mean, there's a Grand Canyon between them, okay?
Probably runs it just as well as Tannehill does, I'd say. Maybe better.
Well, look, if you want to line them up and try to rip some throws, he has a bigger arm, too.
Yeah.
But there's a ton that goes into this, and it is different in an NFL regular season when a defensive coordinator is game planning for you and all that stuff. I mean, it's just – there's a – I just hope that even when Tannehill has bad games this year, we don't get into the backup quarterback, most popular guy in town thing. But
it's gonna happen.
I know.
You better prepare yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, because it's going to happen.
Give it some time, folks.
Ben McKee from GoVols 24/7 coming up next. We'll take a look at Tennessee as they're one day away from opening up the season against Ball State. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.